You don't hear too much of this in Skopje these days. There was a near constant cacophony of protest in North Macedonia's capital for the best part of 5 years. Initially, it came from people fed up with the increasingly authoritarian government of the former Prime Minister Nikola Gruevski. Later, it was nationalists protesting about changing the country's name. Now, all is quiet in the city's main square, apart from the incredibly kitsch fountains.
Now, I can see that people are not even talking about the name change.
Ivana Tufegic was once a leading protester against the Gruevski government. Now, at 26, she's North Macedonia's youngest MP.
People are just talking about, for example, fight against corruption, the life in their municipalities, the garbage, the air pollutioning.
Do you think there are things which are happening now that simply wouldn't have happened on whatever level had it not been for the name change?
For sure, we wouldn't have the ratification of the NATO protocols. This name issue has been an issue and not an issue through the years, because the priority one is economy, new jobs. The priority two is fighting poverty. The priority number three is justice, the system that responds for everyone.
Take a look around Skopje and you'd be forgiven for thinking that nothing had changed. The scores of statues and neoclassical buildings erected by the Gruevski government are still in place. That was an attempt to recast the country as the cradle of civilization. But North Macedonia's young people want to know if there's a future in their country rather than wallow in an imaginary history. Blažen Maleski works at the youth pressure group Reaktor.
A lot of politicians are saying that young people are the future, but I would rather say that young people are the present. If we don't help building the present, then the future is not ours.
What do young people need to be convinced that their future does lie here? Because let's face it, an awful lot of them leave.
We have to invest a lot more in the educational system, give opportunities to young people to achieve their best inside of North Macedonia and not possibly go and study abroad or go live abroad in order for them to achieve the best they can be. Secondly, I think we need quality jobs. We need to use the new industrial sense with the new technologies and embrace it and really try to become experts in that field and really open up quality jobs for young people for them to actually have the possibility to live here a quality life.
It's quite a list, and there are big questions over whether the current government can fulfill it. Putting so much effort into solving the name issue has left it open to accusations of letting internal issues drift. But Defence Minister Radmila Shekarinska says that opening the door to EU membership means the government has to deliver domestically.
This is, I would say, the essential test for this country and for this government. So our approach is to try and show that this is a country that can create new opportunities. So when we say FDIs have quadrupled, when we say that 50,000 new jobs were created predominantly in the real economy, when we talk about a clear increase, not only of the minimum, but also of the average wage, these are all positive signals. But we know that this is not enough.
And membership of the EU is still seen as a big part of that. Accession talks were supposed to get the green light in June, but the existing member states have delayed the decision until October. If they don't give the go-ahead then, that could spell disaster for Prime Minister Zoran Zaev. Eva Ellerite from the Friedrich Ebert Foundation says he'll pay the price if European leaders get cold feet.
Zaev's government needs some sort of clear answer this year. They've invested their political capital in this by telling their people, trust in us, trust that this name change will not be for nothing. And of course, NATO membership and good relations with Greece are crucial, but in the long run, we need to start EU accession talks here in order to keep the people in the country and in order to keep a perspective for young people in the country.
So even though North Macedonia took the initiative by changing its name, its future is still out of its hands. NATO membership will help. It should be confirmed within 6 months. But EU accession talks are the real prize, a newly named nation expects. Guy Delaunay, DW, Skopje.